Blog Talk Radio.
Hey! Quiet on the set!
It's IWS Radio, starring the IWS players, Guy on Your Dick, Slider Ballscock, Joshua Bobby Craft, Reverend Moneymaker, Paul Pyatt, Dusty Sandman, Stubby Stonehenge, featuring Canada's own Jamie Maple Leaf, along with special guest star Schmoop. And now, straight from the bar, your host, Matt Man and J Man.
Mwah.
Mwah. Hola. And welcome to another exciting edition of IWS Radio, a.k.a. I'm with Stupid. This is the J-Man coming to you live, I tell you, from my luxurious, palatial. Oh, shit, I'm in my studio. Here in Redneckville, Arkansas, and sitting right next to me, one of the most quizzical people I've ever met. The Matt Man, bitches.
When I took a quiz to see which IWS radio personality I was most like, the results said Matt Man. I wept for days.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome. I'm with Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you from the palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. Other than being a bit befuddled this morning, how are you, J-Man?
I'm on edge, Matt. I'm on edge today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Been busy. Been a little hectic.
What's the problem there?
No problem now. Everything is
okay.
Under control. I did a little quick meditation. Brought it all under control.
Yeah, centered your personal human core back to where it should be.
Went to my happy place.
That's good.
And all that. So, how you doing, Matt Man?
I'm okay. Still discombobulate a little, J-Man.
Still?
Yeah, because of the live studio audience. Like last week, you know, she wasn't putting her mind or her game into it because she had to go to work. But now she's not even here. She's in bed taking a nap because she doesn't go in till 4. So things are just weird.
Doesn't go in till 4. Now that is.
Or 5, actually.
Kind of annoying.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Gee, that's pretty annoying. What are you supposed to do all day on Sunday? Just sitting around?
Sitting around
and
waiting
until 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's an outrage.
So she's doing what she does best and what she likes the most.
So that means it's just going to be a short little 5-hour shift for her?
Yeah, 5 to 10 for the Schmoopster, for the deli ninja.
That's outrageous too, right there.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, she likes it. In that case,
yes,
okay. Then it's quite all right.
Yeah. So she'll only come home with 2 bruises and 1 burn tonight. So.
Right.
And yeah.
We can only hope all 10 fingers intact.
Yeah. So.
She had a little bloody little incident earlier this week.
She did. Took a little chunk of her finger out. Wasn't a big chunk. It was a small chunk, but whew. That chick's a bleeder.
Uh-huh. Yep, no threat of blood clots.
Oh, no. She's like she's got some kind of natural Coumadin in her. And based on the amount of Milwaukee's Best Light she drinks, yeah, well, she kind of does. So, you know.
Yeah. So. I got to tell you, Matt, I've been thrown for a loop here. I've been thrown for a loop.
Oh, boy.
You need to check the chat room.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
you
boy.
Need to look at a couple of folks in the chat room. For quite some time, huh?
Yes. One. The uber lovely desert rat. Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere. Well, actually out of the desert.
Out
and
of
Miss
the desert.
Jax. And Miss Jax in the chat room also.
I see that. And she mentioned she figured out how to recover or use her password, Jax did. So that's always good.
Yeah. Gotta remember that password. All right. And, of course, we have multiple guests hanging out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And if those guests would like to participate in the chat room activities, that I'm sure will be lots of fun with Miss Rat and Miss Jax, then they can go to blogtalkradio.com and register. It is free, fast, and easy, just like your host.
That's right. And, of course, J-Man, they would also have fun with the one and only, the uber-lovely Miss Maple.
Oh, yeah.
Hammer time.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to us live in the Hammer, Hamilton,
from
Ontario. Canada.
Yes. And once again, another wonderfully done yet hurtful intro
yes,
by the
absolutely.
Lovely Miss Jamie.
Yes, and we will hear from our Canadian Bureau Chief, Miss Jamie, again a little later in the show.
Yeah, I see that. I'm pretty excited about that.
And she is participating on large scale today, big time. And we also want to thank all the folks out there who are not in the chat room but are listening through their mobile devices today, their iPhones, their iPads, their Androids, or what have yous.
Especially the what have yous.
The what have yous. Those are the people that matter. Everybody matters a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And right off the top, Matt, I got a couple shout outs.
By all means, go right ahead.
Want to give a shout out to the lovely, the talented, the angelic, my BFF, Miss Warrior Cat, who is a wee bit under the weather this weekend.
Oh, goodness.
And I hope she's feeling better today. Hope she's getting some rest. Just, recovering.
Sure.
Don't push it. Recover. That's what you got to do, Matt. You can't try to get back too soon. You got to just let these things run their course.
That's right. Maybe she could use a little bedside manner from one. Yeah,
she might be good. Exactly. Need somebody to wait on you, hand and foot for a little while. Do it. And a shout-out to our good friend who isn't listening right now, but might be listening later, our good friend Jeanette. The typhoon rolled through the Philippines this week, Typhoon Ramasun, or Glenda, if you're a local. I don't know how those two connect. But anyway, she was without power for several days and is still without internet. And that's but the power came back on finally, so at least she's got that.
Yeah.
So shout out to her, and glad everybody made it through unscathed. The house is intact. Everybody's okay.
Yep. Along with
scary.
Along with Lisa and Sione.
And Miss Sione too.
In the Philippines.
Miss Sione posted some bikini pictures.
Yeah, she looks She would look good in a potato sack.
She would look good in nothing. What?
What?
Hell yeah. All right.
And J-Man, so one more shout out.
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
Yeah. To our buddy, what was it yesterday? Superiorly smug Dana. Celebrating her 52nd birthday. Yeah, Friday.
Friday.
Oh, that's right. It's Sunday.
At the big 5-2 for Dana.
Yeah.
Saturday, got her some fresh ink.
Yeah.
Got some fresh ink to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday to her.
Sure.
And to all very, those. Very...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And to all those people we've just given a shout out to.
And some sad news this morning, Matt.
Oh dear.
Some sad news. IWS World Media Entertainment has confirmed via the internet that one of the greats, one of the all-time greats, Mr. James Gardner, has passed away at the age of 86.
Yes. So, we thought perhaps he had died a couple years ago, but that wasn't the
perhaps.
Case.
We apologize if if we played any part in the untimely demise.
Uh-huh.
One of our favorites of all time, the late, great James Gardner, who we declared to be the late, great James Gardner a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh. And I think on multiple occasions, which is even more hurtful. And
yeah.
So maybe,
especially when
when I do the post on IWSradio.com tomorrow, J-Man, I'll put a little apology below the fold.
Below the phone. There you go. under the corrections section.
That's right. That'll be on a tab. That'll be on a separate tab. Click.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then, of course, it makes it especially difficult when James Garner's daughter, Gigi, attempted to inform us via Twitter that he, in fact, was very much alive. And, honestly,
it
I guess
so
we should
quite
have
emphatically.
Yeah, and maybe we should have, taken that emphatic attitude and been a little more understanding instead of, Well, people sometimes are delusional. Look at Casey Kasem's family. They clearly don't believe he's dead.
No, that's right. If they did, they would bury him. But,
they wouldn't hide his body from the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm. Got a little Ted Williams family action going on there.
Yeah, daughter goes down to the funeral home.
Heck?
Gonna check on dad. Dad's not here. Really? Would he get up and walk out? Was he not happy with the service?
The accommodations?
Yeah. Was it not comfortable enough for him?
Yeah, this coffin's a little stiff. Could you get me something a little softer?
Does this place have room service?
Not where you're going, pal.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, though, Jay. In order to make it up to the family of James Garner, especially his daughter, we did... have someone, guy on your dick, as a matter of fact, he actually got the last phone call that James Garner ever received.
Oh.
And we'll play it for you right now.
That's good.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
This is Shirley from the bank. The answers are no, no, and yes. No, we won't loan you money. No, we won't accept any cosigners. And yes, your account's overdrawn. I get off at 4:30.
I love that show.
Oh, man, me too. Well, I loved it when I was a kid and watched it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's on Netflix, and maybe it doesn't hold up that great.
Really? You mean kind of like the intro music?
And it's still pretty good, and Jim Rockford, that's a handsome man right there.
That's the man right there.
Yeah, and, you know, living in that beat-up old trailer, driving an old Pontiac Firebird.
Yeah.
Couldn't even get one with a spoiler, you know? Had to get the Firebird, the brown Firebird without a spoiler instead of the black Trans Am with the big eagle on the hood.
Well, he's not a pretentious man.
Not at all. Great self-deprecating humor.
The blue-collar
kind of PI. That's right. Son of a truck driver. That's right.
Yeah, his crusty old dad, played by Noah Berry.
That's right.
Who's probably still alive and at the age of 117.
He's waiting for Larry King to die.
Uh-huh.
Refusing to kick before Larry King does.
Uh-huh.
So, shout out to Jim Rockford or James Gardner's family and friends.
Or both.
Yeah, both. Fans of the Rockford Files and Maverick.
I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. So, and you mentioned a moment ago, IWSradio.com, and it was a magical week.
Oh, my God.
And some big days on the website.
Yeah.
Lots of hits. Thousands and thousands of hits.
And for once you're not embellishing.
No, we really did. We're getting thousands and thousands of hits. And we're getting a little help from our friends. Somebody, I believe, is stumbling upon.
Yeah, we don't know who it is, though, do we?
I suspect I know who it is.
Really?
I think I might know who it is.
Ah.
I think.
Well, you know, it's not me, since, you know, I follow three people on StumbleUpon.
Right. And we know it's not me, because when I stumble upon something, it results in about 142 hits on a good day.
Not that you track these things.
Not that I'm averaging things out and doing the math or anything.
No.
But I believe it very well could be our good friend, Miss Katie Anders.
Really?
Who you can find at Fascist Dyke Motors. Oh, yeah.
I love her.
She's great.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. And you should go. Go to her blog. Fascist Dyke Motors. Read up. She's a great storyteller. Funny person. Not as concerned about Wayne Cohn as I think she should be, but
mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Nor should anyone be.
Yeah, well, I mean, 53-year-old man is following Miley Cyrus around like her little puppy. I think we should be concerned.
I'm sure he's not the only one, though.
Well, no, probably not. Anyway, so I think she's the one who stumbled upon it, and she gave me a great idea for a blog post, which I think she then stumbled.
Yeah,
she did. Yeah, and a list of people I could start a Twitter war with. Celebrities, of course.
Of course.
We wouldn't do that with regular folk, unless we had to.
No. I never have.
Not at all.
All right.
So we have one other bit of inside BTR business we need to take care of here, man.
Yeah, we do.
Before we really get into things, we got a little bone to pick with the network this week. Maybe a big bone.
Uh-huh.
big raging bone. Matt?
Yes?
Do you remember back in the way back in the day, in a more innocent time, like a few months ago, when Blog Talk Radio, in their infinite wisdom, refused to allow us to use the word porn in a show title?
In a show title, yeah. And it wasn't anything. And it wasn't anything disgusting or anything. It just fit into the title.
Right. We were going to that was the show, the discussion. It was about porn. We were going to discuss porn, the evils of porn, in fact.
Probably so.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also another time when they refused to allow us to use the word cunt in the title, but that's a little more understandable.
That's questionable. I can go either way. Either way.
Right. Well, it seems as though some people are allowed a little different standard here at the network. There's
and
a show on the block.
Yeah, who might these people be, J-Man?
Well, the show is called Sorry About Last Night.
Yeah.
The URL, if you would like to go to this show, is oh shit, where is it?
Guys I fucked.
It's yes.
Oh yeah.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Yeah.
Huh. How about that?
How about that? Yeah. So they were worried about.
I believe it's even on their little picture that they have on their BTR page.
Yeah,
that says
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is.
Man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And, you know, we had a situation where BTR said that they wouldn't allow the word porn because they didn't want Google indexing BTR among the porn sites and bringing in an undesirable crowd.
Unseemly.
Yes. But yet a URL, Guys We Fucked, doesn't bring in an unseemly crowd? People with bad intentions? Not at all, huh? And then we have things like, we have show titles for these lovely young ladies.
Uh-huh.
Things like, you put a vampire up your twat. You had sex without seeing his dick first.
Oh, yeah.
But damn, a bedpost up your pussy? Actual show title, folks.
Yeah.
I'm a bit miffed, Matt Man.
I know.
A little miffed. A little disappointed. A little disappointed. BTR. Not only we get is that show on there. That's a featured show on BTR.
Yeah, it is featured, which I find funny because they don't want that element in the first place, and yet they make it one of their featured shows.
Weird how that works, huh?
And, J-Man, not only is it featured, it's usually on the homepage of BTR every damn day.
Right. If you go to the, you know, whatever, Today's Best or you know, whatever like that, there they are, front and center, front and center with that show, promoting the hell out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And not only that, but that opening, that, oh, yeah, hello, I think I know where they took that from.
Drew
Peacock would like his royalty.
I was going to say, Mr. DP.
Uh-huh. So
yeah,
anyway,
they're making 2014 a happy Drew year.
They
getting
are.
His heartache.
Yeah. So thanks for not featuring us this week again. BTR. Now we have no reason to feature us in our good wholesome entertainment.
No.
You know,
we
only that,
try to restrain ourselves.
Oh,
sure,
God, we
we'll
censor the hell out of
words.
Ourselves.
Throw a few words out here and there, but...
Yeah, but in general, we've toned it down so much for BTR so that we could list our show as for everybody because at one time, apparently, like a couple of months ago, you could not be featured, nor could you be on the main page if your show was explicit.
Exactly.
But,
that's fine. Oh.
So, BTR, this means war.
It does.
So, everybody, next Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Time, please tune in for Girls We Fucked and Pussies Weeding.
Oh, yeah. I even fired the first shot, J-Man, with my new Facebook banner. See, used to try to just keep them funny.
Right.
You know what, J-Man? We should change our picture on BTR to that one chick that I think your brother-in-law got to take a picture of her on Fiverr.
Yeah.
Who wrote "I'm with Stupid" across her big bosom cleavage. Yeah.
I do believe. Now, see, Desert Rat.
Yes.
Says that when she logged in, that show was recommended to her. That show. And she says she does not care who they let slip them the raw dog at all.
Yes.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her one bit. The only downside to using a show title like they do would be that we would probably end up having to explain to everybody why we use that title. It would really take a lot of the fun out of it.
No explanations, J-Man. We're just going in, baby.
I have absolutely nothing against these two young ladies doing this show. They're quite good.
This is not about them.
No. This is about BTR and that. This
exactly.
is BTR and us right here. All right, they do a pretty good job. I listen to the show. They're pretty good. You know, hey, we get it, BTR. We're not in New York, okay? We're not in L.A., right? We're just a couple of regular guys. We're not part of New York Stand-Up Labs or something, okay?
Yeah,
yeah,
we're not Rodney Perry.
Right. We're not related to a world-famous movie maker who makes crappy movies. Not at all. All right, we get it. All right. So anyway, I did listen to the show last night, or not before last, because, you know, I was a little lonely, and it, sitting there in the dark. But I'd listened to their show and I thought, this could be a lot of fun. You know, we're going to get in there and it's going to be a little live.
Oh, yeah.
But it's actually really not that. It's the anti-slut shaming show, of course. And they use the explicit and provocative titles. To explicitly provoke people. And then they get in there and they start out that, they talk about, they do talk about guys they fucked, but they, just talk a little bit about that. And then they take it, they read an email that a listener sent or one they made up, not making any accusations here, just saying they might have made it up. And then they give that person advice on sex and love and relationships or whatever. And then they get into girl issues.
No! God, please, no! No! No!
Like
that
what?
Killed the mood. I turned on the lights. Pulled up the shorts. That was pretty much it.
Girl issues, well, like what, J-Man?
Oh, just girly issues. Things about, you know, having kids and the process. And things that happen, you know, with girls. Yeah. Yeah.
Bailing out the canoe.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought maybe there'd be a little bit more talk about things like yodeling in the Canyon of Love, but...
I don't know. So they're doing a public service.
Yeah, they are. And it's the, okay. The show titles are just, you know, there to entice people.
Yeah.
And,
but that's okay because they're women.
Right. Exactly.
There you go.
Now, you know, if you're a hot chick, just take a picture of yourself in a bikini, plop that down on your Twitter page, and boom, 2,500 followers.
There you go.
2,400 of them are men, white men, who will hop on their trusty steed and ride to your defense.
Which is always fun when you attack them.
Right.
I still do enjoy that. Finding a hot chick on Twitter and tell her she's a piece of crap, and then just so I can watch 300 men say, "Go to hell, you bonehead."
That's right. She can't defend herself. She's a girl.
Oh, God.
She can't handle it. She can't take care of this herself because she's a girl.
Right. She's frilly.
That's right. So middle-aged white men have to come riding to her defense. I'll save you, my lady.
Uh-huh. And they're all ex-Marines with 1,400 guns. Even though they're pasty white 98-pound guys sitting in their basement eating Cheetos.
Anyway, so we plan on taking this issue head on. We're going to get after it. We're going to pound
away. And
not
just in theory, in practice.
In practice. So get ready to be offended next week or something.
That's right. At least
whatever.
By the title.
At least by the title. Yeah. Yeah, we can shock people too, you know.
That's right. We shocked James Garner's family. We can shock you.
If we can provoke G.G. Garner, we can provoke anyone.
Damn right.
Very sorry, Gigi. Really, honestly, very, very sorry about the passing of your father.
We played the phone call.
We're huge
fans. Aren't we good now? All right, then.
And Desert Rat, how many cans of corn I've slipped the raw dog? That's kind of hot.
That is.
I'm not really sure what it means.
I don't either. I do have a funny story that I'll never forget about old Desert Rat.
Ooh.
She was on assignment one time, and she freaked out because she was eating Cheetos in bed, and she lost one of the Cheetos, and she couldn't. I don't know why that story sticks in my head, but...
Well, nobody wants to wake up covered in Cheeto dust.
Exactly.
There's probably a phobia associated with that.
Uh-huh.
Not the Cheeto expose.
Cheeto expose. It's not nearly as sexy as it sounds. She just lost a Cheeto, folks.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like when Schmoop got the knot out of my shorts, J-Man.
Right. Exactly. Unless, of course,
yes.
Cheeto is a nickname.
And it makes sense because I believe she was, you know, down in the Southwest at the time. Cheeto, that sounds a little south of the border.
Yeah.
Hey, Cheeto.
Yeah. Could be. Could be that. It could be an inanimate object that buzzes. I'm just saying.
It could.
But we'll save all this for
Bob
next week.
Cheeto. Bob Cheeto. I'm glad we're staying on topic.
Well, we're getting there. We've got a long ways to go. We're only we got an hour and 23 minutes still to go, man.
Oh, I know. And I do have one more shout out, J-Man, and a beer mine story.
Well, okay then. All right, let's do it.
Friday night, something happened at the beer mine. You know, I've been there for over 6 years now, and this has never happened. A guy ordered a 12-pack of Coors Light bottles. Know him. Great guy. I picked up the 12-pack out of the cooler, walked it over to the scanner, and, you know, you have to kind of lift it up sideways to scan it on the barcode on the bottom. And when I did that, beer poured out of the 12-pack. And I'll tell you what, the smell of this beer was rancid. So, evidently one of the bottles didn't have the cap on it. We didn't open it because we want to send it back. But, that's never happened before. And I bet that cap was off that bottle for a long time.
You didn't just go ahead and give it to him?
Well, he said, what the hell? And I said, this is a new one. Would you like me to get you a different one? And he said, please.
Well, some people are picky about their beer, man.
Oh, God, this thing stunk. Whew. Yeah, so that was kind of funny. All those things.
Yeah.
And the one shout-out.
You smelled like stale beer the rest of the day, right?
Oh, it wasn't stale beer. It was rancid beer. I smelled like rancid beer. It didn't even go in the office, but the office smelled like whatever. Ugh. But the one shout-out I had, you know, I make fun of a lot of people who come through the beer mine in a good-natured way, usually.
Of course.
But, man, and this happens all the time, but it happened a lot yesterday, so I thought about it. There are so many people who come through there and just offer me food all day. That's kind of nice.
Wow.
Of course, I can't eat on Saturdays because I'm on the Monster, and I'm by myself. And if I eat when I'm on Monster, you know, my digestive system goes a little wacky.
Bad things happen, huh?
Yeah, nothing good comes from that. So, but it's nice that they are.
Yeah, and check this out. Desert Rat says that she saw a resume from a guy once whose job was spill response at Coors.
Really? How about that?
Yeah. So apparently this is a problem for them.
And I see she asked, do you just show up with a straw or a mug? In this case, you wouldn't want to show up. It was... That cap had to be off for months.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be a bad quality control job right there. Well, let me taste the beer. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell, I'd work 7 days a week at that job. Well, actually, I do. I just don't get paid for it. What?
Yeah, I do a lot of tasting
things.
So, all right.
Yep.
So, I guess we are ready. to get in.
That's our week in review and our week, our look ahead.
Yeah, that's right. And our little our differences of opinion with BTR. Our little bone we wanted to pick with them.
And by BTR you mean the BTR who hasn't featured us for weeks. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Just want to make that clear.
Yeah. That one. That's the one.
All right.
So, okay. So we're talking about these online quizzes. People get pretty worked up over
quizzes.
This stuff, Matt.
Oh, my God, you sucked me in. I'll tell you what, J-Man, it's not all your fault. Back in the day, when I worked at Corporate Image Makers, where Schmoop got laid off back in December, when I worked there for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, a lot of downtime, J-Man, precipitated by myself and taking quizzes all the time during the day. But I was in remission until recently.
You stepped your way out. Uh-huh.
Someone named J-Man in the back alley of the internet said, you know, you want to take this quiz. You want to take this quiz. And sucked me back in.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to be the only one. I don't want to quiz alone.
Misery loves company. Quizzing loves company.
Right. And I see other people take them, and you know they you know, which British monarch are you? And I'm like, I think I need to know this
for whatever reason.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why I think I need to know it. I just think I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I take the quiz, and
granted,
I don't have to share it with everyone. Okay, maybe. You got a point there.
It depends on who you get or what you get.
Well, yeah. If it's not flattering at all,
I've taken. Well, I don't like that answer. I'm not going to post that.
Exactly. I've gone back and retaken them, looking for a little better answer.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, like the which comedian are you quiz. The first time I took it, I actually got Chris Rock. Well, now, nobody with any integrity whatsoever is going to say, oh, yeah, I'm totally Chris Rock. Because he's the best.
Oh, he's the man.
That's right. So I took it again, and I got Sarah Silverman. And I thought, okay.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
I took that quiz.
What did you get?
First time off, I got Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Which I can go either way on him. He's funny and then he's not funny. But as I mentioned, you know.
He's local.
Lived in Yellow Springs, 8 miles away, so it made sense.
Right. Local guy. You're a local guy. He's a local guy.
Sure.
You're part of the Southwest Ohio comedy scene together?
That West Central. We're West Central, J-Man. West Central Ohio.
You guys divide Ohio into too many brackets,
oh, God.
I'm afraid.
You
guys break it into Brady Bunch type brackets. I'll usually just go with the, you know, fours.
Oh, God. Ohio's like Yugoslavia. There's a province every 6 miles. Yeah, let's see. Come up that one. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And you know, like LeBron, he specified Northeast Ohio, he was pretty specific about the area he was talking about. He was not including. He wasn't including the folks down there, you know, where Jesse Ferg is. He wasn't including Columbus.
No.
Toledo. No.
And I'm sure as hell that he wasn't including Youngstown. Because there's Northeast Ohio, and even though it's up there, That's Youngstown. That's the Youngstown area.
Youngstown's more Pittsburghish.
It is.
Cleveland is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right. So yeah, these quizzes, very addictive. They, I know they know how to just suck you in, you know.
Suck you
it's
in,
like,
baby.
It's internet crack.
It is.
And you know when you're addicted to internet crack, you have people telling you that you need to slow down, Matt. People telling you that you shouldn't be doing this all the time.
No,
you need to get your life together.
Exactly.
And sometimes you resist.
Yeah, sure.
And when you resist, you feel like Amy Winehouse when they tried to make her go to rehab.
Who wouldn't? Uh-huh.
Exactly. Exactly. And luckily for us, Matt.
What?
Our good friend.
Yeah.
Aunt Jackie, also known as Jax. Three X's.
Yeah, of
as,
course. Triple X.
Yep. When showed up at the Dean Martin Memorial Karaoke Lounge at Hodgepodge Lodge, and she did a rockin' version of Rehab just for us and IWS listeners.
Can't wait to hear it.
Try to make me go to rehab, and I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab, I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with I ain't got 70 days, 'cause there's nothing you can teach me that I can't learn from Mr. Hathaway. I didn't get a lot in class, but I know it don't come in a shot glass. Try to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you know, no, no. I ain't got the time, daddy thinks I'm fine. Try to make me go to rehab, but I won't go, go, go. The man said, why you? I said, I got no idea. I'm gonna lose my baby. So I always keep a bottle sealed. He said, I think you're just depressed. Kiss me, yeah, baby, and go away. They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said, no, no, no. Yes, I did black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I don't ever want to drink again. If I'm with stupid, think I'm on the mend. And it's not my pride. It's just till these tears have dried. They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know. No, no. ain't got the time, and if Madman and Jay think I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab, but I won't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Aunt Jackie. That's how you rock the house right there, people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or at least rock Hodgepodge Lounge.
Hell yeah. And then the world via IWS Radio.
Yes. Once we're featured again. No, I'm sorry. We're done with that. We're done with that.
We're not bitter about it at all. That's the good thing.
No. No. And if anyone out there, J-Man, in the guest room or listening on their what have yous, who are listening, and they're addicted to online quizzes and the such, they could always call in on the online quiz hotline at 661-244-9852.
Hell yeah. Call us up. Tell us what quizzes you take, how much you love them, how much you hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us with a trivia question here and there if you want. See if you can stump us.
Hell yeah. Oh, I got one for you, J-Man.
Oh, dear.
If you're man enough to accept it.
Let's do it.
All right. Yesterday on Fox and Friends weekend.
Oh, God. I'm not going to know.
Oh, you might. The Mensa Society member who was making a rare weekend appearance as a host, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, did some headlines, and she referred to embattled Italian Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, as what?
Silvia? Silvia Berlusconi?
Well, you were close. It did have something to do with the name. It was Silvio Berlusconi. And that came after a long pause in between Silvio and Berlusconi.
Was it just
it was
a little
the highlight
difficult?
Of my day. It was the highlight of my day yesterday, J-Man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got to
words
see it
a little,
live.
A little difficult to pronounce.
Oh, J-Man. Yeah. It appears we have a caller.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. And it's spinning. 901, you're with Stupid.
Hello.
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 Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is Jax. I lost my connection again. So if I want to call in and say hello.
Well, all right then.
Connection.
This is Jax, folks, who, despite living in Memphis, insists that she's not a redneck.
I am not a redneck. I may sound like one, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, J-Man, that's
cool.
That's another quiz I took recently.
Right.
How redneck are you?
I took it, too.
And what did you get, Jax?
I think it was like 38%, and that's when J-Man, he said...
Uh-huh.
With me living in Memphis, it had to be way higher than that, and I disagree, but we had a little disagreement there.
Yeah,
but
I hit 30.
It is his fault. He's gotten us completely addicted to these things, and I didn't realize that until Matt Mann brought it up.
Uh-huh. Well, so it's actually Matt's fault then for you then.
Exactly. You should blame. I had to point it out.
But I was 39% redneck.
A little bit more than me.
And as I pointed out to you and Jax, J-Man, I was 34%, and I was only a few points lower because I lived north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Right. Exactly. Not that you can tell, right?
He does have that steel reserve thing going on. So
that's more gangsta. That's what you
gangsta.
Should.
No,
you're probably more gangsta living in Memphis.
That would probably be true. I do carry a 45 1911 and a 9mm.
There we go. See?
Memphis, the Chicago of the South.
It's getting there.
Normally, I would say, why do you need to carry so much firepower? But I know you live in Memphis, so I understand.
That's right.
So, I don't think the quiz had any questions about guns, did it? It's kind of missing that element.
I think it had one question about owning a gun or something.
Yeah.
But it had a lot of questions about camo and country music, which I don't partake in either.
So. Neither do I. Well, you probably find more gangster music on my iPod than you ever would country.
Oh, I would hope so.
And I'm going to go ride through the beer mine blasting it sometime in the very near future.
I'm immune to it. I hear it all the time. Just know what you want and have your cash ready, would you? Don't tell me that. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how much money I have on me. Okay? Thank you.
You will know it's me because I'm going to ask for motor oil, condoms, and cucumbers.
All right.
And then she's going to ask if you take American Express.
Yeah, which we don't. We take everything else.
That's what I heard.
I know. We're a drive-through.
I got a little trivia question for you. Matt, you're probably going to get this one quickly, but we'll see if Jax gets it.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
This singer's thighs measure the exact average of NFL linebackers' thighs.
Oh, God.
Who is it?
Wait, say that one more time.
This singer, her thighs measure the exact same average, or it's the exact same as the average NFL linebacker's thighs. Who is she?
I know the answer.
I can give you a hint.
Okay.
That's a pretty fancy question.
Reba McEntire?
I knew you were going to say that.
Because it's not like, let's see, that new.
You're not an Iggy fan? Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, it's that new song, right? The newer. I have that on my iPod, by the way.
I was thinking fancy,
you know, because I'm not into country music, but that's the only thing I could think of right offhand. Although Reba's not a very. She's a smaller person. I'm like, I know it can't be because mine are actually bigger than the linebacker's thighs. So, you know, you got that. Couldn't have been me.
Iggy is built.
Iggy Azalea.
She's a brick house.
The brick house. Oh, yeah. That's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Nobody likes the brick house women.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You guys are equal opportunity lovers. I know you are.
So
like the
which country, state, and city should you guys be living in? Did you take those quizzes?
I don't know about the country. Let's see. Those were separate ones.
Yeah.
Country, state.
Because I got New Zealand for some reason.
Oh, I like New Zealand. I'm a big New Zealand guy.
I retook it and got the Netherlands.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be
and
cool.
For state, I got California. But then city, I got Portland.
Huh.
Hmm.
I know.
Portland,
weird,
you should live in Portland, California.
I guess so.
Is it the Voodoo Donuts Portland, or is that Seattle?
I don't know.
Voodoo Donut.
Well,
that's a very famous donut place. Yeah.
I think it's Portland. Portland's also like the strip club capital of the world or something. So, yeah.
Oh.
I think there's a connection there. And the Netherlands and Portland. I think there's a connection.
And J-Man, Portland is the current home to one of our former IWS radio guests.
That's right. Mm. Former
Harry Welch.
Former executive with the Food Network.
Food Network, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had breakfast yet. Sounds good.
Yeah. Now she's very much involved in that food organization thing out there.
Yeah, well put, J-Man.
The charity, the food charity thing.
Yeah, that food charity.
Yeah, look it up. The food charity in Portland, for kids.
And who J-Man, Carrie Welch, mentioned on our show that her wife often describes her as a salt lick.
Yes, she does.
Which was pretty hot.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We thought it was interesting, too.
Yeah. So what other interesting quizzes did you guys take? I must have missed a few, sounds like.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Matt.
Let's see. 3 days ago, I took the how good are you? How good or evil are you? And much to my dismay and shock, I was 86% good and only 14%
evil.
No one commented on that.
I'm scared to take it now because I don't want to get that percentage of good.
Yeah. I got 64% good.
See, I'm a sweetheart. I'm a sweetheart.
I'm going to have to take this quiz now. I've got to go take it.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
I tell you what, Matt, I'm glad you brought that one up. Because our very own Mr. Bobby Kraft made note of that also.
Oh, did he really?
In his report for this week, talking about these quizzes and the delusions of grandeur that some people appear to be under. And let's have Bobby take it away.
I can't wait.
Hey everybody, Bobby Kraft here for IWS Radio. I get a kick out of all these online quizzes and stuff people take all the time, but I don't take any of them myself because I don't need to. Oh yeah, it's true. Don't need to at all. I already know how they're going to turn out. For example, I know that my spirit animal is the wolf. Strong, courageous, protective of his family, the wolf is the subject of many myths and spiritual legends, The wolf will defend its family and territory to the death if it has to. He's powerful and strikes fear into the hearts of both man and animal, as his hunting skills are second to none, even though I don't hunt, but that's not the point, really. I also know that in the Which Great Historical Leader Are You quiz, I'm Julius Caesar. There's just no doubt about it. Just check out the description of this badass. To call Julius Caesar a genius will not be overstating things. He was the greatest military commander of his time. But besides his leadership skills on the battlefield, Caesar was also the shrewdest and most gifted and inspiring political leader the world has ever seen. He was particularly known for his decisiveness, opportunism, and his uncanny ability to form the best of strategies to outwit his opponents. He brought many political reforms and laid the foundation of an empire which ruled large parts of the world for centuries to come. Now, if that doesn't sound like me, I don't know what does. You know, my favorite, though, is when people take that silly witch sex god, are you quiz? I am a sex god. I can't believe they didn't include me. I can't believe that people pretend to be someone else when it comes to talent in the bedroom anyway. I got all the skills anyone could ever need. I just need to find someone to practice them on, you know. And you know what? I saw one guy got Jim Bob Duggar on that quiz. And he has so little self-respect that he went ahead and posted it to his Facebook page. Oh yeah, it's true. You gotta have some dignity out here, man. Come on. Sometimes I worry about people who do these online quizzes all the time. I kind of worry that they might not be living in the real world. Some of these people have delusions of grandeur, too. They really think they are Walt Whitman or Emily Bronte or Charles Bukowski. Hell, one person who shall not be named, but his initials are Mattman, actually claimed that he is 86% good and only 14% evil. Don't make me laugh. I mean, I only got 81% good on that, so there's just pretty much no way anybody's going to get much above that without, you know, cheating. Well, cheating is kind of a strong word to use, I guess. Let's just go with fibbing. Yeah, I think there might have been some fibbing going on. Oh, I know these quizzes are just for fun and games for people. Everyone's just doing something fun, and it does spur conversation. It works as kind of an icebreaker for people who are friends on Facebook but don't really know each other, and they get to start chatting, you know. That's a pretty good thing right there, especially for shy people who don't like to just up and send private messages to other people because they might be worried that they'll get an answer like, do I know you? I can tell you from experience that that's a pretty hurtful thing. Anyway, since my which great writer are you quiz came back Hemingway, I guess I shouldn't let this go on too long, even though we all know it's bullshit and Hemingway's a total hack. And to prove it, this has just been one long sentence. So there, take that, Papa. Blow me. For IWS Radio, this has been Mild Cheddar with Bobby Kraft. As always, bring in the cheese.
Hey everyone, this is Warrior Cat, and you're listening to IWS only on Blog Talk Radio. Mwah!
I think Bobby was kind of calling you out there, Matt.
Yeah, that's nice. After the friendly intro from Jamie and now Bobby Kraft, yeah, it's been a great show. it's been awesome. I wish there was an online quiz as to how much I like this episode, J-Man, because I got some answers for that quiz, baby.
This show is a 100, baby, 100%.
I don't know how I go on sometimes.
Oh, hey, I got to tell you, I was on the Witch Cartoon Network villain. I got Sedusa. How you doing, baby?
Yeah.
A little Sedusa action. Sounds smooth with the ladies.
I got it. Go ahead.
I'm a romantic, you know.
I know, and you love dirty jokes.
Yeah.
I got Freaky Fred, J-Man.
Did ya?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know who Freaky Fred is, but...
I don't either.
But it says I'm crazy.
Yeah,
and I'm absolutely
awesome, though, right?
Terrifying at times.
Wow, these things sometimes just really hit the old nail on the head, don't they?
But it says,
I
have good intentions, mm-hmm. and I'm not capable of harming anyone.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I just tried to find an evil quiz while you guys were doing that. And I don't think I found the right one, but I took two different ones, and the first one says that I'm as evil as they get.
Ooh.
And the second said that, whoa, where'd you get that ticket that says hell? So that's probably a pretty high percentage
Goodness.
Of evil. I like that, yeah. Take that, Matt, man.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You know, Jack.
You are the anti-Matt man.
Yeah. I'm the bizarro Matt man.
Oh, that's kind of hot. I'll tell you what, Jack.
Yeah,
you know what you have to do before you take any of these online quizzes?
What's that?
To get you in the mood, you got to sing a little buddy a cappella.
Go Quizmaster, get online and go to BuzzFeed Quizmaster. Go Quizmaster, go Quizmaster, get online and go to BuzzFeed Quizmaster. Go Quizmaster, answer every question, get results to your QIZ. Hey!
Ooh, yeah. That's hot.
Yeah, there you go.
I know.
Y'all will excuse me for a minute.
So, let me tell you, J-Man, you got the hot desert rat in the chat room, and we're talking to the sexy Jax. You know who's wandered into the chat room, J-Man?
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Hello. My name is Jesse Ferg. My name is Jesse Ferg, and I'm in the chat room.
Everybody dance.
Ooh, Jesse Ferg. Rock me, Jesse Ferg. Ooh, Jesse Ferg. Rock me, Jesse Ferg.
Hell yes.
Woo! And ladies and gentlemen, there's a man whom no one wants to know the results of any quiz he has ever taken.
Uh-huh. Let's just say the results are all a little disturbing.
Yeah. But if you want the results, you'll have to contact the NSA through a Freedom of Information Act request.
So, Jesse Ferg shows up from parts unknown, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably sweating heavily after having
mm-hmm.
spent the week reading the Warren G. Harding love letters.
While in church.
Uh-huh.
The sad thing is, J-Man, the sad thing mm-hmm. is, he was reading notes from the Teapot Dome scandal and was getting all worked up.
You know, here was kind of a sad one, a little upsetting. I did the which tarot card quiz are you, and I got the Fool. You fool. kind of made me sad. You fool.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that's kind of
disconcerting. I'll tell you what, J-Man, when you got that result, you probably went.
A little bit. You know, you think, you know, you're having a happy day. You're feeling pretty good. You take the Witch Tarot card quiz, are you? And
BAM! BAM!
Ow! Bam!
Twice.
Double one. The daily double to the ball.
Whoa. I just realized I looked on J-Man's page, scrolling down to look for that, and I see that he got Sedusa on the classic Cartoon Network villain. Wow.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. You want to go ahead and pay attention.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I am a woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stuck my foot in my mouth.
I'm a smooth operator, baby. You know who else?
Great.
You know who else?
Googly moogly.
You know who else is a smooth operator? You know
who's
else
that?
Is a smooth operator? Hmm. Our very own Jamie Maple Leaf.
Oh,
our
God,
Canadian
they don't get any smoother. She's smoother than
she...
Canadian whiskey.
Oh,
she's
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I, you know, I asked her if she would take a bunch of quizzes for us, and she was pretty excited to do so, but I don't think it really worked out the way she was hoping.
Hey, all you hosers. Your favorite Canadian, Jamie Maple Leaf, live in the Hammer, reporting for IWS Radio. As the Canadian Bureau Chief for IWS, I know you guys are wondering how I'd fare in some of these online quizzes, so I took a few of them for you. In the Which Country Should You Live In quiz, I got Canada. That was pretty cool. In the Which Food Are You quiz, I got poutine. Okay, rolling along being super Canadian so far, eh? In the Which Historical Figure Are You quiz, I got Queen Victoria. Hey, finally a non-Canadian answer, eh? Well, I guess she was queen in 1867 and approved the Canada Act that formed us as a semi-sovereign federation. Shoot. Well, let's see what else we've got here. Oh, here's a good one. Which rock band are you? I love rock music. Let me answer this last question. And Rush. I got Rush. Really? Oh, I'm not putting up with this. I'm taking this quiz again. Hold on. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, I'm changing that answer. Oh, yeah, this is going to work out great. And the answer is Nickelback. Well, this sucks. I'm not giving up, though. Let's see what else they have. Oh, movies. I love movies. I hope I don't get the Princess Bride, though, eh? Alrighty, then. Here we go. I got Strange Brew. Of course I did. Strange Freaking Brew. You know, I don't care if that movie was shot partially here in Hamilton. I'm tired of this. It's not fair. Why are these quizzes rigged against Canadians? What have we ever done to anyone? This is like some kind of double reverse racism against people who don't get a chance to tan much or something. I'm angry. Something must be done. I'm calling my lawyers. The makers of these quizzes will be sorry they messed with me, eh? For IWS Radio, this has been Jamie Maple Leaf, and I'm Made in Canada.
Vous écoutez, je suis avec Stupide, sur les networks PTR, eh?
This is not good. I've never heard her more outraged.
Oh, she was, you know, you could hear the rage, the anger, the fury in her voice.
I know. Whew.
She was ready to throw things.
Watch out, Buffalo, New York. There's a Hamiltonian on the rampage. This could be an international incident right here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty rough. Canadians just get Canadian answers. I don't know.
Speaking of the monarch, though, I took a quiz that which British monarch are you, and I got Queen Victoria myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, well, which made me feel a little funny. So.
Well, here's a trivia question for you. Matt, you should know this, Matt. I bet you do.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm listening.
We'll see if Aunt Jackie knows it, though.
Okay.
In what city was the first concrete road built?
Oh, my God, I know. I know this.
Well, what city? Okay.
U.S. city. Yeah, what U.S. city had the first concrete road built? Jesse Ferg may know it, too.
He knows he's probably right.
He might
say Washington.
What was that?
Say what?
I don't know, let's see. So, I don't know. I'm just calling blanks on this one. Oh.
Would you like me to answer, J-Man?
Yeah.
Bell Fountain, Ohio.
Correcto mundo.
Thirty miles north of Bagwine. Probably about 30 miles south of Jesse Ferg.
I call biased on that one. That one was rigged. And I'm was born and raised in Mississippi. You expect me to know something like that, please.
You weren't raised in Mississippi, you were reared. Flowers are raised. People
yeah,
are reared.
We're raised down there. Okay, my redneck percentage just went up a couple.
That's where she spent her upbringing.
The roots of my raisin run deep.
Well, here I've got a little trivia question for the two of you, if you're ready.
I'm always ready.
What space precedes Park Place on the Monopoly board? You got 10 seconds. Don't Google it. Don't Google it.
I'm not Googling. Oh, shoot.
I'm guessing there's something between Boardwalk and Park Place.
Yeah, there's something there. I think it's one of the card questions. I like the
chance.
There you go.
Yeah.
Chance. Team answer right there, Jackie.
There
good
you
job.
Go.
Correct the mundo.
I knew that's what. Now, the other one's community chance, but that one's chance. Yeah, I knew that was between them. Played a lot.
Yeah, well, there's luxury tax, too, and a railroad or two, and waterworks.
Yeah. And there's the waterworks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, here's another one. And Jackie, you know, you might be onto this one because, you know, you're a singer, although you didn't know Iggy, but... Anyway.
Iggy, I think of Iggy Pop.
True. Okay.
I know.
Okay, here we go,
guys. Like... Unfortunately.
Here we go, guys. This lover of pianists is actually named Reginald Dwight.
Wait, say that again? The first part?
No. This lover of... A lover of pianists.
Is pianist,
actually
right?
The,
are you saying
pianist?
Okay.
Pianists. Is actually named Reginald Dwight.
I think that's Elton John.
Correcto mundo.
There we go.
There we go.
Excellent.
Well done.
Very good.
Well done.
He used to be pretty good at music, yeah.
Yeah. He loves those pianists.
Oh, God. We don't go for the deep chops here. No.
No. This isn't 12-year-old humor hour. Not at all.
No. Hey, here we go. How many hoops? I don't like that because I don't think that's correct.
Do what?
Oh. Here's an entertainment question, especially if you like British humor. Who was the hotel owner who said, don't mention the war?
A hotel owner who said don't mention the war.
On a British comedy TV show.
Mm.
Come on, Jay. I know you like British humor. Keeping up.
Well, but I don't. Yeah, but I don't know who the hotel owner was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't in that show. Oh, Desert Rat got it right. Desert Rat.
Hold on.
Go Desert Rat.
In the
mundo.
Yeah. Basil.
Fawlty Towers.
Don Cleese. Yeah, Fawlty Towers.
Okay. Fawlty Towers.
Oh, it was a great episode. Some Germans came to the hotel, and he had hit his head. And he was not all clear. Don't mention the war.
No, well done. Well done, Desert Rat. Well, let's see.
This is kind of like a game show. You know, I had an idea for a game show, J-Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I ran it by our staff, and it's in beta, as we say these days, in beta. Here's the concept right here.
Hello, Medical America. I'm Kip Kelly, and welcome to the next number one game show in America. It's called Guess My Malady. That's right. Guess My Malady is a fast-paced yet thoughtful game show which pits three contestants against one another in a life-or-death game of medical observation. The contestants will watch live, real-time video of actual bedridden hospital patients and try to determine from the video what the affliction of each patient may be. Patients diagnosed correctly by one or more of our contestants will receive free medical care for life, while those who don't will surely suffer an untimely death or live a painful and protracted life that leads to bankruptcy. And bigger and better than that, be it cancer, stroke, or persistent vegetative state, the player with the most correct diagnoses wins and gets the opportunity to win fabulous gifts, cash, and prizes by spinning the Wheel of Shiloh. This is Chip Kelly saying, put down that remote and begin to diagnose, because beginning this summer in Metal America, it's Guess My Malady. Check local listings for times and stations.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
So am I. What? Oh, I'd watch that show.
No, I would too.
I used to sit there and eat dinner while watching Trauma, Life in the ER. Be eating a hamburger, and they have a guy with a bandsaw sticking out of his chest. I'm like, ooh, that's cool.
Hey, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, I wanted to take that bandsaw and kind of, you know, play it a little.
Well, I'd like to see someone just laying there comfortably in bed, and then I'd go, man, no, herpes. It's got to be herpes.
With my luck, I would have Bill Frist as one of my opponents. You know, he's good at diagnosing people via video, even a video that's, you know, a decade old.
Oh, she's alive. Oh. She's definitely alive.
Full of life.
I'm still alive.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Rory McIlroy has won the British Open.
Really?
There we go.
All right.
Yeah. That's it. That's all the breaking news I got.
There you go.
So, but speaking of game shows, Matt.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of game shows, a lot of people don't realize this, but there is a Family Feud celebrity edition on Blog Talk Radio.
And I've heard about that.
Yeah, we were told to send a couple of our correspondents over, and they were competing for charity, of course, because that's what celebrities
have. In spite of not being featured, we did it.
Right, right. We did it anyway because we're a team player.
That's right.
And we sent Slider Ballscock and Drew Peacock over.
Oh.
Probably not the best choice.
Well, they were the ones available. I don't know why. They didn't have any other... they didn't have any other commitments. So let's see how it worked out on Celebrity Family Feud.
Bink Fartendale here with a special edition of Celebrity Family Feud on Blog Talk Radio. It's time for the big money round, and we got Slider Ballscock and Drew Peacock playing for IWS Radio. Slider, we surveyed 100 people. Give me a man's name that starts with the letter S.
A man's name that starts with the letter S. I have to go with 2-time all-star pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, Esteban Loaiza.
Show me Esteban. All right. Name a ball that bounces.
My people call me, and my answer is a goofball.
You goofball. Name the best party town in America.
If you're like me and are addicted to jelly on your toast on a Saturday morning, the best party town in America is Orrville, Ohio, home to Smucker's Jelly.
Oh, yeah. Show me the party town of Orrville. Well, all right. Concentrate. Name a male celebrity women lust after.
Men want to be him. Ladies want to be with him. The one and only, my colleague, Tim McCarver.
Oh, baby. Show me Tim McCarver. Right. Okay, here we go, Slider. Chance to save it all here. Give me a word that begins with the letter C.
All vacations begin with the letter C because everyone wants to get in the car and head to the seashore.
I think his answer was car. No? Check the judges. Okay, vacation. Yeah. Whoa, you got a zero there, Slider. What's up with that?
It's a tough day when one goes 0 for 5 in the batter box of the quiz show. But I'll brush myself off and live to play another day.
Well, all is not lost. Drew Peacock, let's see how much money you can rack up for IWS's charity, the Retired Porn Stars Fund. Give me a man's name that starts with the letter S.
Ah, yeah, we all love the Shag Baby, so let's go with Shaggy. Ah, yeah.
Show me Shaggy. No, I didn't think so. Okay, name a ball bounces.
Ah, every ball bounces a little, but some slap and bounce and make a noise kind of like. So I'm going to go with the porn stars balls.
Oh, boy. Show me a porn stars ball. Name the best party town in America.
Any town that Drew Peacock is in is where the party is, but I'm going to go Bald Knob, Arkansas. Yeah.
Okay, it's getting creepy in here. Show me your bald knob. Thank God. Name a celebrity women lust after.
There's so many, but I guess I have to go with the man who I think is the sexiest man on earth, Ron Jeremy.
Really? Really? Fine. Ron Jeremy. Huh. What a shock. Okay, come on. Come on, Drew. Oh. This is it. Make some money for those porn stars. Give me a word that begins with the letter C.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Let's go with oh, dear. I can't use that one. Ah, all right. I'm going to go carpet muncher. Yeah, baby.
God. Fine. I'm not even going to look. Carpet muncher. Oh, what do you know? Another zero. Even the Kardashians didn't get shut out, guys.
Oh, that's such bullshit. Those were the sexiest answers ever.
Oh, hey, there's kids watching. Anyway, that's it for today's Celebrity Family Feud on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in next week for The Real Housewives of Topeka. See you then.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
Well, put up a big goose egg.
Yeah. Struck out with BTR this week and struck out with Family Feud.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, though, although our lawyers are protesting because they're claiming that Slider did say car instead of vacation.
Well, his C word was actually seashore, but, you know.
Well, now you just ruined it because it's on Yeah, anyway.
Well.
They did the best they could.
Live to fight another day,
amen. That's right. They gave it 110%.
They did. They left it all on the field. Or the stage. Whatever the case is.
Yeah. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the Which Radio Legend Are You quiz, Matt.
Did you,
you know who I got? I did, and I got Upton Horn. Upton Horn.
And
a
who
legend.
Might that be, J-Man?
Well, Upton Horn was on KHOZ AM and FM back in the 70s
mm-hmm.
and early 80s, right here in Redneckville.
Right.
And he is a legend. I used to every afternoon I would tune in for the sports talk show. And
mm-hmm.
he would come on, and he would say, "It's 5:09, time for the 6 after weather report."
Well, he says,
and then, yeah, he was doing an ad one time. He was talking, trying to get everybody to go down to Eddings Motors Company.
Mm-hmm.
They had one of the brand new Pontiac Grand Prixes right down there on the lot. Go down there and check out the brand new Grand Prix.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
I'll be
good now. And another great highlight in the Upton Horn catalog was when he was he would read the news out of the newspaper, out of the Daily Disappointment.
Uh-huh.
And he was reading about some new committee that they had put up, you know, a little tourism committee or something. And he said, "Members of the committee are left to right." And he'd be reading a news story, and then he would read, "Story continues on page 6B," and then you'd hear.
Well, we knew it was accurate and honest.
That's right. You wouldn't make anything up.
I took that same quiz, J-Man.
Did you?
Yeah. You know who I got?
Who?
Jay Severin. You have made love to every intern you have ever hired. You've been fired from every radio station. You call Mexicans the most primitive people on earth. Yeah. I guess I'm Jay Severin.
Oh, wow. Well, how about that? I think Jackie's disappointed in you, Matt.
I don't know.
He's one of the most despicable people on earth. He's a puke.
Yeah. Maybe I should start a Twitter war with him.
Oh, he's no fun. He already blocked me. He blocked me long ago.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. He's just going to block and move on. That's worthless.
Go ahead, Jackie.
I said that block and move on like we had to do with Doorless Green. We had to block the
right.
Man.
That old Doorless Green. That got old pretty quick.
I'll tell you what, though, J-Man. You know, after that Malaysian airplane got shot down over Ukraine.
Yeah.
MSNBC, instead of covering the tragedy, they aired a new game show Thursday. It's called Guess That Phone Caller. I didn't think the timing was great, but...
Well, you know.
Yeah, let's see how it played out. Crystal Ball was hosting on MSNBC.
Sergeant, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Please tell us what you saw there on the ground in Ukraine.
Well, I was looking out the window and I saw a projectile flying through the sky, and it would appear that the plane was shot down by a blast of wind from Howard Stern's ass.
So it would appear that the plane was shot down. Can you tell us anything more from your military training of what sort of missile system that may have been coming from?
Well, you're a dumbass, aren't you?
I'm sorry, sir. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with all the latest next.
You know, I'm not saying...
That's a high point in Crystal Ball's career, if there was, one.
Yeah, it's the only YouTube video that she's in that's ever gone viral.
And MSNBC, during the cycle, the edgy 3 p.m. show... They were trying to get facts of the shoot down of the Malaysian Airlines plane and thought they had an embassy worker from Kiev reporting, which is funny in itself because Kiev's like, I don't know, hundreds of miles away from the site.
Yes, I'm not saying that our TV hosts are robots, but she did want to just automatically, via her training, follow up on that blast out of Howard Stern's ass flying. So you're saying that it was a missile.
You know, Jay, it's a sad day in America when IWS Radio has more journalistic integrity.
Yeah, that's good times out there.
I know. Yeah, well.
Just taking calls, random calls. You know, the other question is, they have caller ID, right?
I know, I thought about that too.
And, you know, the number didn't show up as a, you know, it didn't say, you know, Ukraine on the number. It said, like, you know, Poughkeepsie.
And the sad thing is, and she should be for being so stupid, just like Hasselbeck yesterday, because it was obvious she didn't even know who Berlusconi was. Crystal Ball is just reading the shit.
Right.
But the The producer should be fired, whoever it was. But she should be, too, because, oh, Howard Stern's ass, I didn't get the... Oh, God.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
She wasn't giving up.
You know, those... She was tenacious.
Those former strippers, man, they stay at it. Yeah. They got the hustle down.
That's right.
Hey, and there's our good old friend, COG, who's wandered into the chat room.
No.
The final few minutes of the show. Glad you could make it. All right. He's a little worried. A little worried he wasn't going to be here this week, but made it.
I wasn't too worried because as good as COG is, just seeing that desert rat out of the blue, Jamie.
Oh, no, man. That's the last person we expected to see in the chat room today.
It's like Christmas in July.
I know. Oh, pretty exciting. All right. Well, let's see what else we got here.
What do we have?
Here's another trivia question for you guys.
Oh,
yay.
Boy,
ready?
Here we go.
All right. This bird's eye is bigger than its brain.
Ooh.
The bird's eye. I'm going to say ostrich.
Ooh. I'll have to go along with that. That's a good guess. Or thoughtful. Oh, really?
Wrong. It's Sarah Palin. Hey-o.
That's my next guess, actually.
Okay.
That was pretty good,
the
man.
The
yeah, it was. It's the ostrich.
Oh, okay.
If it makes you feel any better, if it makes you feel any better, I've answered that particular question topless.
Really?
That does make me feel better.
Did you do it again? I mean, right now?
There you go. I love radio.
Ooh, I think she flashed us.
I did flash you.
Mm. Ooh,
which part of the human body is bitten the most?
Hmm.
Oh.
On purpose or by accident?
There's no qualifiers, Jackie. There's no qualifiers.
Well, you got to make sure about that because some people really like
which
that.
Which part is bitten the most? I'm going to go with the neck.
I'm going to say the male penis because they probably have some people that do things that really don't know what they're doing. So I'm going with the male penis.
Wrong! The foot!
Huh? The foot, huh? Bitten by what? Fetish freak?
Mosquitoes, bugs.
Oh.
Those things are short. Yep. They're short.
They are.
So you should be embarrassed about the phone, not nothing but perversion today. I'm very embarrassed about that.
Oh, hey. Matt, COG, and Desert Rat. Both got it.
I see that. Oh, man. That's,
look at that.
Yeah, COG got it right. Oh. Desert Rat, that's her second one. Man.
Well, okay, then. Here comes another one.
She's smart.
Oh, yeah.
She beat me because I'm forgotten one.
She's a scientist.
Uh-huh. So here comes another trivia question, Mr. and Mrs. Smarty Pants out there. The song Wild Thing was written by Chip Taylor. Who is Chip Taylor's famous brother? Oh, yeah.
Andy Taylor, Sheriff of Mayberry. Boy, I don't know.
No, it's not James Taylor either, Jesse.
That's it.
And it's not Rip Taylor.
If it was Rip Taylor, it would have a little flamenco beat to it.
Uh-huh. What's your guess, Jackie? Yeah, Jackie?
John Voight.
Correcto mundo.
Absolutely. John Voight.
I hate John Voight. Oh, I've become an expert on international relations and the economy and John Voight.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
There we go. Good job, Jackie.
You gotta know these people's real name, which, you know, that's kind of one of those music trivia. You know, there's a lot of people's real names.
Yeah.
Because
music people
go by a pseudonym. And I have for years, ever since I left Cuba. What?
Oh. All right. Here's another one.
All right.
Yeah.
Again, Matt Mann, you should know this one.
All right.
This president signed the Treaty of Kanagawa.
Ooh, I don't know that offhand.
I'm terrible at history.
It was in 1854.
Okay, I know who it is now. My favorite president.
Exactly, your boy. Millard Fillmore. That's right.
Millard Fillmore.
Favorite president. Millard Fillmore, yep.
No, not Fillard Millmore, Jackie. Come on. Show some respect to the country in which you live, woman.
He was
not
president for
Fillmore.
Crying out loud.
You rewind and hear us say that. I'm getting ticked on now because I'm a country girl. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What settlers were the forebears of the Boers of South Africa? That's pretty easy.
What settlers were the forebears of the Boers
in South Africa?
In South Africa.
Come on. Come on.
I'm trying to think. You know, I'm not really up to date on my South African history for some reason. Before the Boers in South
Quietly
Africa.
Quietly typed, amen.
Oh, no, I've got my keyboard covered, so. Notepad here. So I don't know. You might be hearing Jackie.
The Dutch.
Well, you know what? I almost guessed the Dutch because I know that South Africans hate the Dutch, and I don't like anybody very much from the Limelighters.
Mm-hmm.
Because music is educational. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. French hate the Germans. Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs. South Africans hate the Dutch. And I don't like anybody very much.
That's great. Love that.
And if you're not a Limelighters fan, you can go to hell.
Oh, fuck, the Limelighters. Awesome. In fact, J-Man, after the show and after my little beer run, anyone can join me on Facebook today. It's going to be Folk Music Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah.
With the light, too. What are you going to play?
Until I last. So it may be over by, I don't know, 5:40, 5:45.
Well, I tell you what, I have a local folk music band from right here in Redneckville, Arkansas, that I'll add their video to your collection.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So, somebody's typing.
It's not me.
I hear typing.
Tell you what, we're closing in at the
We're just about there. We're heading at the 4-minute mark of the show. Jackie, we need to let you go so we can wrap things up here.
Great. I really enjoyed hanging out with you guys for the little last remainder there. Had fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for rocking the house, a little Amy Winehouse action for us.
Definitely. I always have fun in the lounge, in the karaoke lounge.
In the Dean Martin Memorial Karaoke Lounge. That's right.
And when you get tired of singing karaoke in that lounge, you just lay on that couch and we'll come take care of you.
All right. Thanks.
All right, you guys.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
Talk to you later, Jack.
And we have a little outro music this week again, Matt.
Yes, we do, J-Man. You and I, speaking of quizzes, we both took a quiz, what, Thursday or Friday, about what Beatles song we are. And we
God,
got
the
I hate
same. Freaking Beatles. Yeah,
I do
mean,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't hate them, but they're not all bad.
Yeah. And we got the same song, though, Matt.
Yeah, we did. So let's play that right now and kick things out of here.
Right.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves.
J-Man.
All right. Fun times. Great stuff, Matt.
Yep. Going to get ugly next week.
Oh, yeah.
Until then.
Down and dirty.
I'll see you next week. Yeah. Later.
Bye.